On the first Sunday morning of our month, we celebrate communion together. And communion is an opportunity to enjoy the presence of the Lord. The Bible tells us we do these things in remembrance of Him. He is worthy of remembrance. The things He's done are worthy to remember. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
He went to the cross for you and for me. He died for you and for me. He was buried and He rose again for you and for me. The Bible tells us that when you've given your life to Jesus, He now lives to make intercession for His saints. Now, what we do here in this church is we have an open table. That means you don't have to be a member of this church to have communion with us. The most important thing is that you've given your life to Jesus Christ personally, that He's your Lord and Savior. And so as they pass the elements, we're going to just be quiet for a moment as we listen to the Scriptures and pause before the Lord. Make sure things are right between you and Jesus. If they aren't, get them right right now. If they aren't right with somebody in the church, get them right right now. If they aren't right with somebody who isn't in the church, make a commitment to the Lord that you'll do everything you can to get that relationship right. As much as depends on you, the Bible says, be at peace with all people, and as much as is possible. So get that right, and then celebrate communion. Communion is a celebration, the Eucharist, opportunity to celebrate Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 outlines our thoughts on communion. Verse 23, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man and woman examine himself and herself, let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." How many are glad for the salvation grace of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
He shed His blood on the cross of Calvary for you and for me. And so when we take communion, we do it in honor of Him and to celebrate Him. Gentlemen, I need the bread and juice, please. Thank you. Thank you so much. No problem. Father, we thank You this morning that we get to come and celebrate You. We thank You that You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the One whom we've come to worship. Because, Jesus, You tell us to do this in remembrance of You. That's why we do this morning. Not as a religious ceremony, but as a Eucharist, the celebration, the remembrance of all that You've done. We're so grateful, Lord. We couldn't have done this work for ourselves. We thank You for doing it all for us. Now just be quiet before the Lord. And again, if there's anything between you and Jesus, take care of it now. And then receive His grace, His mercy, His love by faith in Jesus. Amen. Father, as we consider this bread we hold in our hand this morning by faith, supernaturally it becomes Your body. And we participate in You. As we do this in remembrance of You, we think of Your stripes by which we're healed. We think of the bruises You took upon Yourself. We think of all that happened so we don't have to have that happen to us. And now, Lord, we come and give You praise. Say it with me, Lord Jesus, I give You praise and do this in remembrance of You. Let's partake together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You for Your body broken for us. Thank You, Lord, for all that You've done. We give You praise and thanks, Lord, as we remember You. Thank You for being so good to us. Hallelujah. For You alone are worthy. Now, as we consider the fruit of the vine, we thank You for the blood of Jesus shed for us. We're in covenant relationship with you, Lord. The New Testament, a New Testament secured by the blood you shed. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. But because you shed your blood, our sins are removed. We're forgiven. We're delivered. And we do this in remembrance of you. Let's partake together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We celebrate you. We rejoice in you, Lord. Thank you for being so good. We praise your name. We praise your name, Lord. Can you lift your voice and give him praise?